Welcome to another episode of Keys to Your Best Life. I am your host, Maggie Cavanaugh, and I'm here today with my co-host today, Michelle Lindsay, and our special guest. We are so excited to have my TCM Miles here. And listen, if I was to go through her bio, we would not have enough time to have discussion. No. This woman is incredible. God has gifted her in so many ways, in entrepreneurship, but she has a heart of ministry. And everything that she does is for the glory of God. So, my TCA, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you, ladies.
We're glad to have you.
It is a pleasure.
Oh, we're so happy you're here.
Absolutely.
One thing we wanted to ask you, my TCA, for you to tell the audience, is you've been an entrepreneur for years, and you've actually started many businesses, but can you tell us about your first endeavor?
Oh, wow. One, I want to say again, thank you. And I think for me, the first endeavor was in the beauty industry. You know, I didn't know at the time that I was actually developing and growing into a business. And so I was 13, and my god sister at the time, she said, you know what? I want to change my hairstyle. And I said, girl, I can do that. I can do that. And so we began to, she began to be a regular client.
Okay.
And then at the age of 14, my mother was like, you know, you need to start, you know, paying a little bit. I started developing clients. Need to probably help on the lights, using a lot of water, because I was doing the whole thing, the shampoo, the conditioner, the whole thing, and end up getting a job as a receptionist at a family beauty salon. And so it started there.
That's incredible. Absolutely incredible. So you were, so I love that because my mother was a cosmetologist.
Okay.
And so when I was a little girl, I used to sneak into her shop and my favorite thing to do was to sit in that chair and spin until I thought I was going to barf. It was just horrible, but it was fun.
Absolutely.
So, but you know, it's funny because even at that, even young, I never, and I guess I was late in life to really step into my calling and things like that.
Okay.
And so there was a lot of dysfunction that took place that stopped me. But once I found my calling, it was like full throttle and I was at it. So from after the beauty shop stuff, what was your next gig? What did you do after that?
So I tell you, I stayed in the beauty industry for a very long time. I was 14. I started doing hair. I spent most of my, teenage years, even through college in the salon. And so I ended up graduating from high school and I wanted to go into broadcast communications.
I love it.
Yes, I
and
did.
Here you are on TV.
I said, wow, broadcast communications, I can do that.
Yes.
But that is what I desired to do. But I ended up going to Central State University in Wilberforce, Ohio, and pursued broadcast communications. And what did God have set up? I had a roommate who was a nail tech.
Okay.
And on our college dorm floor, there was this open vanity room.
Oh.
So there was a sink in there and a countertop, the big mirror. And I was like, wow, girl, we could turn this into a salon. You know, my mom didn't have to send me any money.
I love it.
And so that was the next stage, was to move into where people can set their own appointments and things of that nature. And we went through that whole process for some time. So then I end up getting my own salon, you know, coming outside of that. And I stayed in that until my first daughter probably was about maybe 3, maybe 5 years old. She's 30 now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's 30 now. But I ended up, you know, always working in the beauty industry, working on the outside, you know, of ladies. And it was refreshing.
Yes.
But then God said, you know what? He used my mom, who was a government employee. And she said, you know what, girl, you need a real job.
Okay.
And I said, but I'm making a lot of money. I'm making a lot of transitions and, you know, helping people feel good. Mm-hmm. I got this freedom and this flexibility.
Sure.
Why would I want to go and work and do a 9-to-5?
Right.
And I tell you, she kept saying that because one, she didn't have the mindset of an entrepreneur.
Right.
And I didn't have the maturity to be able to make decisions on my own as far as I could purchase health insurance.
Right.
You know, all the different things at that time, I did not know. I was a young parent,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't have the role model, and I didn't at that time seek a mentor who was successful in business, although my cousin was, she was married, so she couldn't give me that information. She was doing, you know, her business as a salon owner, but then she had a spouse who basically supported her. So I just did what I was doing and enjoyed working in that salon, but I began to get really exhausted, tired, long hours. I couldn't tell people no. You know what I mean? I get home, I could barely even count my cash.
Right.
And do the bookkeeping that was necessary because I was so depleted and exhausted. And I tell you, I realized that maybe I do need to, you know, go into corporate America and look at the benefits, you know, of being a corporate employee. And so I ended up working for the state of Michigan, and I got married at that during that same time, and I figured, hey, I could do both.
Oh, that's a lot.
I was already exhausted.
Right.
And I tell you, in the midst of that, me making that decision to work for the state of Michigan, I'm a native of Detroit, and my supervisor at the time, my very first supervisor, she found out that I worked in the beauty industry. So she always would say, "Let me, you know, what are some tips, things of that nature." But then I began to get encouragement, like, "You're an entrepreneur."
Right.
I would leave my 9-to-5 and go to the salon.
Oh.
And it didn't last very long.
Right.
Yeah, it didn't last very long.
And at some point during this time, you were diagnosed with a devastating medical issue.
Okay, so I'm telling you, throughout my journey, you know, in trying to be this best parent,
right?
Mm-hmm. And always, you know, wanted to achieve. And I'm just an ambitious person, period. Mm-hmm. That's just who I am. I decided that I would no longer, you know, own the salon and I would just freelance.
Right.
You know, I would use my skills to freelance and help other beauty businesses to understand. But at the same time, what was happening was I wasn't satisfied. You know, I was allowing things and people to really stress me, right? It's not the thing that is the stress, it is how you respond and you
react. Absolutely, yes. And 80% of all diseases related to stress.
It's stress.
Yes.
So
yes.
I was stressing myself out and not doing what I was called to do, which was the entrepreneurship.
Yes.
And that in and of itself began to have an effect internally.
Okay.
So not only was I stressed as in, why am I living like this? You know, why is my life like this? Why am I not doing what I really know and desire to be doing?
Wow.
Why am I stuck in this 9-to-5 job? Mm-hmm. Well, they're giving me great benefits and I kept getting promotions.
Right.
Yeah.
But what happened was my body started speaking. I got chronic constipation, chronic yeast infections, bacteria infections, and then eczema that was like covering the tops of my fingers, the tops of my thighs, like from the top of my knee all the way up to my hip. So I wouldn't, you would never see me with a skirt or a dress on.
Wow.
And yes, it was painful. And sometimes I would cry because it, all of that combined together was disheartening.
Yes.
It was just so traumatic for me because here it is now, I have to hide.
Yes.
So I thought.
Yes.
You know. So I thought. And I ended up, you know, just really thinking deeply. Now my oldest daughter was in high school. My youngest daughter was in elementary school. And I said, I have to be an example.
Right.
Right? And so God, what is it that I'm not getting? at the time, I knew that I was supposed to go into, you know, public speaking and do some coaching. And so I would have all these seminars and everything, still trying to do entrepreneurship and full-time corporate America. It was just exhausting. Then being married and, you know, raising the two children and not being in a state of peace, not living in joy, you know, being a people pleaser.
Right.
It had a toll on my body. So I began to start getting real tired and exhausted. And I tell you what I end up doing. I said, okay, God, so we really need to have a really deep conversation because I'm not getting it. You know, why do I have to live like this? Mm-hmm. And in the midst of that, I surrendered my will, you know, and thinking that I needed to work for state government, thinking that I needed, you know, certain things and, you know, things had to happen a certain way, I began to get enlightened into, you know, the truth of who I really was because I didn't know that either. I came into the revelation of that. I didn't know who I really was. I was who society, the culture, my family, you know, my made up in my mind who I thought in my mind I should have been. And I just said, you know, no more. And because I was in the beauty industry, I started even before then, I started going into, you know, really working on the outside. So I began to get I got an esthetician license and start doing some skincare and just really thinking about, you know, how to work on the outer and the inner of my clients. And start having those conversations because, as you know, when you go to the salon, you're having these intimate conversations with your stylist. And people were coming up with all different types of situations and issues that they were going through. And I said, you know, we can't keep fixing the outside.
Come on.
Like, there's a problem to that. This is a never-ending process. You're going to keep coming back week after week, every other week. I'm going to keep doing your hair. I'm going to keep putting this makeup on you. You know, we're going to talk about all these different topics, but what about the root of what you're dealing with?
That's what you got to deal with.
And so that's when I decided that I needed to really look at the root of my own issues. And it wasn't just the eczema. It wasn't the chronic constipation. It wasn't the yeast infections. It was none of those things. It was some things deeply enrooted in myself that I neglected to face and allow God to really cleanse me, purify me, detoxify me, and then get me on a different trajectory in my life.
Come on. You know, I just want to point out how important it is, y'all. You're watching this broadcast and you're sitting here. You know, she was thriving in everything she was doing, but yet inside.
Yeah.
And if you do not deal with the root issue at hand, you know, you can go trim a tree back. That stuff's going to grow back. It's
Absolutely.
Just going to keep coming.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's just like you think about the weeds in the garden.
Yes.
You go out there, you're going to pull them. If you don't get that root, it's coming back.
Yeah.
And it's coming back even worse.
Absolutely.
And so I'm so glad that you were able to identify that. Mm-hmm. And there is such a big difference between the inner and outer.
Absolutely.
Because the more inner work done, the more exteriorly your life will change.
Absolutely.
So anyway, go ahead.
I'm glad you brought that up because in my recognizing that, you know, you cannot just work on the surface level of things.
Yes.
You know, dialing yourself up and coming in different atmospheres and putting on this facade and, you know, your smile is so great and, you know, you have the right lipstick and, you know, you live in the right neighborhood and, you know, you have the right social setting and all these different networks, but deep within.
Yes, come on.
The body, the soul is decaying.
Yeah. And the body keeps score.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so God was showing me, like, you need to get it together. And so because I, you know, start studying, you know, the healing power of plants, I said, I don't want to go to another dermatologist every 30 days to get another prescription.
Right.
I do not want to go to the OBGYN the next 30 days.
Get another prescription.
I mean, I had multiple prescriptions, and I knew because I started talking with my grandmother. And she would tell me that her grandmother.
That wisdom.
Yes. She had an apron, and she would carry all different types of plants because, of course, they were into agriculture and farming. And as a Cherokee, Indian who actually lived on a reservation, she knew these healing power of these plants. So I began to start interviewing my grandmother. What did she do? You know, what did she use? And in that, I start asking God, you know, what is this, the focus that I need to focus on now? What is the focus that I can focus on right now that can help me no longer need all of the medications?
Come on.
And so in that, he said, I want you to focus on your blood.
Woo!
Wow.
The blood. The blood. And I said, wow, this is crazy. Don't tackle the digestive system, or, you know, don't deal with the yeast or the bacteria. If I focused on the blood, then because it goes through and it covers all things.
Amen.
Yes.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Woo. I don't know if y'all are listening close. Woo. Now listen close right now. Lean in. Dad.
Because the blood covers all things.
Woo. It touches all things,
yes,
too.
It heals.
Yes. Come on.
Right? It contains within it the capacity and the properties to do exactly what it's been divinely designed to do.
Come on.
And so I ended up putting all these things together, all types of, you know, green. It was the focus was green at the time. And I started making something and testing and realizing that I did not need to just focus on one area. I really wanted to focus on both the inner, the outer, all aspects of my life, you know, spiritually, physically, emotionally.
Yes. Right. Yes.
And I ended up putting this program together that I put myself on that was, at the time, it was called Mitesia's 7 Weeks to Wellness.
I love it.
7 Weeks to Wellness.
I love it.
You know, to take myself through this process of eliminating things that was overshadowing my being.
Right.
Right. That developed toxicity.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And really was counteractive to the truth of who God had created me to be.
Amen.
And it was a process. Yes. I'm talking about almost 2-3 years on and off, getting down, falling down, getting back up and trying new things over and over until finally I start seeing the manifestation.
Difference.
Oh. The eczema went away.
It's amazing.
Everything went away. But what ended up happening was because the cells were changing and renewing, and I had taken, you know, different dietary things out of my diet,
right,
that my cells now had transformed, and I ended up seeing a medical doctor, and he said, because I had started having shortness of breath. All those other things were gone.
Right.
But now I'm having this shortness of breath. And so it took me almost a year to finally say, you know what, I need to see a medical doctor who understands, one, the healing power of plants, and he can combine this integrative medicine and really, you know, give me some wisdom of what I don't know. And when I finally got into that medical office, he looked at me after taking tests and said, you don't feel like passing out, or, you know, how are you sitting here? And I'm like, I'm fine. You know, at that point I was. And he said, you know what? You need a blood transfusion.
Wow.
Whoa.
I said, wait a second. See how you're looking? I looked and I said, no, sir. I said, how could that be possible? And I just crumbled because I could not believe that God would heal all these other things and show me how to care for myself.
Right.
And not only for myself, now, you know, I'm introducing
teaching
this.
Others.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely. And so how is it now that I need someone else's blood? Not the blood,
right.
But someone else's
right.
blood.
Right.
This doesn't make sense.
No.
And so just medically, he couldn't let me leave the doctor's office. Mm-hmm. And we had a consult and came up with a strategy. And I was able to leave there, but I had to come back in like 60 to 90 days. And had I not, you know, gotten any better, then I would need the blood transfusion. I agreed to add meat back into my diet
right.
and do some other different things.
Okay.
Yeah, because this was a holistic process.
Right. Right.
And I got in the car, and I tell you, I cried out to God like never before.
Mm. Boy, we know what happens when you cry out to God.
Yes.
Come on.
And I said, how is this possible?
Right.
And the answer I got was right in the car, do you want to live or do you want to die?
Wow.
Wow. And so that be in me saying, you know, yes to life, he began to start clarifying, you know, other things that I overlooked and was going to put things on my timetable that I was going to do, wasn't going to do, who was going with me, you know, the direction.
Mm-hmm.
It was all about, you know, now I've made a definite decision.
Wow.
That by any means necessary, I will live.
Yes. And something that when you said that when you were when you went there and they said you had to have a blood transfusion,
yes.
and your whole you know direction was towards the blood.
Yeah.
Some people, you know, when that happens, they would like give up because their dream. You know, this was like a dream that you were approaching.
Absolutely.
And that dream, right there before your eyes, even though you were following the direction of God, looks like it had fallen.
Absolutely.
And so, but then you went back to the source, God.
Back to the source.
Back to the source. You didn't give up because he had other things that he needed to tell you. And you were so focused on doing this that, you know, possibly there was a misconnection in him telling you the next step.
Mm-hmm.
But he allowed you to take this next step, and you went to the source and did not give up.
And that
is just a remarkable thing.
That's a message right there.
I love how you just pointed that out. Mm-hmm. It's always, always the direction and the focus, the answer, the solution, the remedy is the source.
Amen.
And God is the source, the only answer.
Yes. Woo.
The only answer.
That's so good.
The only possible answer.
Amen.
And when I got home, I started going back through my research, and I saw that I had overlooked that one of the ingredients was an iron blocker.
Oh.
Okay.
So I couldn't properly absorb
the iron.
So I removed that and made several other adjustments in my lifestyle because it's all about lifestyle.
Yes.
You know, you have to live.
Yes.
In me saying yes to life, still it's about living, you know. It's all about making that decision to live.
Amen.
And for me at that time, it was, how do I live in peace?
It's so good. It's
and important. I could not go and purchase that at a big box retailer.
Right.
I always tell people that. You know, this is not something you can conjure up and say, if this is an alignment or if this is over here, then there's my peace. No, the peace was within my surrendering to God.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. That's so good. So
and
what
surrendering
happened?
To his timing. So I ended up, you know, making all these different adjustments.
Right.
Right. I went back to the doctor and he said, I don't know what you did, but you don't need the blood transfusion.
Yay.
So, hallelujah.
Yes.
No blood transfusion. Yes.
Because the Lord was already leading you to use what he had already created
Absolutely.
For you. You know,
right.
I have a similar testimony since I was on 13 types of medications.
Wow.
And I went to a holistic practitioner and started slowly getting rid of all that. But when I dealt with my root issues of self-hatred and
Come
all these
on,
things,
talk about
deep,
the real.
Deep, I'm just saying, girl. We ain't got time to go into all that, but
yes.
I can feel your pain.
I didn't want to take up too much of the time
yes,
here.
But that is serious. Yeah. That is serious. Yeah. So listen, y'all, there is help and healing in the blood of Jesus Christ. And she used what he gave her and what was
absolutely
in her hands. And also, it's interesting, you know, you mentioned that your grandma was Cherokee.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So we get those beautiful high cheekbones.
Okay.
So you created a juice, though, to
yes,
help us. Because I know we don't have a lot of time. And there's a few other things I want to carry.
Okay.
So tell us about this juice that
you
did to help other people.
Oh, wow. So I ended up, you know, recognizing that I did not want to be the only person in my household that had this mindset of, you know, living life to the fullest. And so I caught myself trying to, you know, maybe pour a little of that little green. It was green nasty at the time. A little nasty, put a little nasty in, you know, the Kool-Aid at the time. My daughter was like, Mom, you know, what are you doing here? This is looking different. It's tasting different. But I end up, you know, bringing them into what I was doing. And basically, they said, if you could make it taste good, then we'll be on board. And so that challenged me. Our children, you know, they're God's gifts, they're blessings.
Yes.
They
yes.
inspire us and motivate us and, you know, pull us back from doing things that, you know, could harm not only ourselves, but others. So my girls were a big asset in me making that decision to, you know, make it taste good, right? So therefore, the people in the house. And I ended up coming up with my tea, the Ultra Green Drink.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
And it is a green tea. It's ready made. Mm-hmm. Of course, the girl said it's delicious. You know, people who have been drinking it, they said that the common denominator is that it tastes good. It has a really good flavor. So it's not necessarily a health beverage. It's more so a dietary supplement that you can use to, you know, add to whatever else that you have going on.
Tell the viewers where they can find more information about this.
Oh, absolutely. So my tea Ultra Green Drink, it's MYTI. Ultra Green Drink, and phenomenal team over at Sunshine Nutrition Center.
Yes.
But we're still in the development stages of it as far as, you know, as a business owner, you have to take your business through phases.
Yes, you do.
And sometimes you have to pull back and modify, you know, different things.
Yes.
So it's very good.
Listen, y'all, she is just a woman of many gifts. She is a coach. She does workshops. And on her website, tell them the other website so they'll know about that.
Right. So Supernatural Success basically is a PR and communications agency. We service literary, travel, and hospitality brands, just providing consulting. And that's Supernatural Success, PR.net.
Listen, you guys, you have got to check her out. She has so many things going on, and we just barely scratched the surface. We're definitely going to have her come back and talk about that, because I think everybody needs to know that there is supernatural success available to you through Jesus. But if you could leave the audience with a key, what would that key be?
Oh, my goodness.
And it can be whatever you feel like the Holy Spirit's put on your heart.
Okay, wow. I think for this timing, you know, for those of you all that have the opportunity to really just really return back to God, the whole thing, no matter what it is that you're facing, no matter what it is that God has put in your hands that you're holding right now that you want to share with others, is that remember that He is your answer and that you have to consult Him before you make any decisions.
Yes.
And she is a walking testimony of that. I want to thank you for being here with us today. We know your time is valuable and you can do a lot of things, but thank you for tuning in to Keys to Your Best Life. We'll see you next time, and we're definitely going to have her back. God bless you guys.